Morning watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1, living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Wednesday, related verses. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Corinthians 2:15. But the spiritual man discerns all things, but he himself is discerned by no one. 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to fleshy, as to infants in Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:32. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to prophets. 2 Corinthians 2:12 through 15. Furthermore, when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened to me in the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, for I did not find Titus my brother, but taking leave of them, I went forth into Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in the Christ, and manifests the savor of the knowledge of him through us in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, in those who are being saved, and in those who are perishing. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit into the inner man. 1 Peter 3:4. But the hidden man of the heart, in the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of God. Related reading. If we do not watch and pray, we will miss the mark of God's economy. Christ as the Spirit dwelling in our spirit. It is only by turning to our spirit that we can walk and have our being according to Christ. In our personal walk, we need to watch and pray. And when we are with others, we need to live in our spirit by caring for the sense of life in our spirit. Only continual prayer keeps us in our spirit. The Spirit of God today, the all-inclusive Spirit of the Triune God, dwells in our regenerated human spirit and works in our spirit. These two spirits are one. They live, work, and exist together as one mingled spirit. To walk according to our spirit may be considered the consummate charge in the Scriptures to the believers. Care for your spirit. All the inner chambers of your soul must be controlled by the spirit. What is the central government in you? Sorry, I do not believe it is your spirit. When the brothers come together, the central government is in control because they begin by praying. The first few minutes of talk continue the atmosphere of prayer. But before too many minutes have gone by, the central government collapses. One brother expresses his opinions. Another says that the first is unfamiliar with the situation and therefore does not know how to handle it properly. Is it right to heed your spirit when you pray, but disregard it when you talk to your brothers? If you are older, your opinions may not be so manifested. Outwardly, you are smooth and agreeable. Inwardly, however, you are unwilling and dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction may be your central government. In the central government of the sisters, emotion holds the posts of president, prime minister, and chief of staff. The spirit is useful when they pray, but when they are angry, they feel they must give vent to their emotions. Later they will repent, but at the time they give way to their temper. The central government of some saints is quick action. Without regard for the spirit, they make decisions, take action, and get things done. The quicker, the better. It seems that only when we pray is our spirit given its normal place. As soon as we finish praying, we, in effect, say, "Goodbye, Spirit. Now that my praying is over, I do not need you any longer. I want to take care of things myself, in my way." This kind of attitude makes us like the unbelievers. Even the Lord has no way to control you. God controls you in your spirit. If you do not contact Him, He cannot control you. The Lord is like electricity. If the current cannot get through the outlet, you may have the lamp plugged in, but the light will not go on when you turn the switch. What is it like to let the Spirit be our central government? We will find our thoughts restricted. We will not dare to utter our opinion. Words will not come out of our mouths so lightly. Our pride will be smitten. We will sense a restraint or a constraint in even the smallest things we do. When you were out of the Spirit, you felt free to live as you wanted. You may have hated others, told lies, or stolen. Your actions may have been wild. The Bible says of those who utterly disregard their spirit, the part of their being closest to God, that, quote, "God gave them up," end quote, Romans 1:28. After you are saved, however, God would have you turn to your spirit. That is the place where He is, the place where He may be contacted. God wants to bring you under His strict control. In big things, in small things, even in your words.